The 5th annual Shaky Knees Music Festival starts this Friday in Atlanta. The fest draws more than 60 bands and performers to Centennial Olympic Park. And leading up to that, we'll hear from a different artist every day this week. Ron Gallo is a young rocker, perhaps best known for his philosophical musings and a pretty carefree attitude. We caught up with Ron Gallo last week.
My name is Ron Gallo. I'm a musician based in Nashville. You know, I the thing that I've figured out over the last few years is kind of what I feel like music should be used for. And for me, it's mostly a vehicle for the message and what the things that I feel like I need to say to myself or say to the world. So a lot of it stems from certain frustrations with humanity as well as myself and trying to use music to address them. So, you know, that kind of results in a level of confrontation, I think.
Why do you have kids? Why did you make children? You gave all baby daddy's money for food.
Sometimes playing against the crowd, I mean, trying to pull something out of people there, not just get up and play songs and try to sound like the record and create this entertaining experience, but maybe there's elements of discomfort that people feel, or, you know, we try to throw some sense of humor and strange antics to the show, mostly to entertain ourselves, but, you know, sometimes it might be jarring to people. Ultimately, the goal is to have people leave a show maybe questioning something, whether it's themselves or the world around them or how they feel leaving the show.
You beat your son at the grocery store because he cried a little when his eyes were sore. Why?
Anytime I kind of talk about the songwriting process, the example I like to use is the song Why Do You Have Kids on the record. Because as a very straightforward writing process, I got off of a subway in Philadelphia, two blocks from my house, and I just kind of saw some of the imagery in the song. And I ended up asking that question in my head, and I walked two blocks home, and I sat down, and the song just kind of poured out. So it was like the words first. It just started from this very, like, visceral reaction to just seeing something on the street, and then kind of turning it into a song, immortalizing, like these few moments of just seeing these really, like, seedy, strange characters. Black Market Eyes might be my favorite song to play live. I guess I don't really know why. It's one of the songs that's based less on like commentary and confrontation. That's more of like the other side of me, which I guess is more like emotional impact. It's like a song of feeling as opposed to trying to like address a topic or comment on something socially.
She bought new eyes. Black market, the kind where history flies by and is erased by the eyes. Watch the eclipse as the sun drips across her eyelids. Her beast lingers where no one else can.
There's these few moments every time we play it live that are just very in the moment, and there's like a level of intensity, more emotionally driven than like, you know, just playing like the kind of like fast, more punkish songs. I think the gold is in the mundane sometimes, and just in the walking down the street, looking at people. I think that's where, you know, you can kind of find like a lot of the answers to the questions that we have about, you know, being human and what it's all about. So it's really just trying to pay attention all the time to what's going on around and trying to find ways to put it in the song.
Then I taped her eyes open. And I crawled into a cell. Yes, I stared until she shuddered.
I always like playing All the Punks Are Domesticated. I think lyrics being the important part to me, I think that's the song that really tied the whole record together, because that song in itself is sort of like all my feelings and thoughts and like the current state of culture and music and food and society, all those things, like all in one 4-minute song.
All of the punks are domesticated. All of the freaks have gone to bed. All of the pioneers are saved for information tech. Oh, wrinkled and dead.
When we play that live, I mean, it's mostly just kind of guitar and voice, and then we have a part where it kind of like freaks out in the middle and speeds up, and I always really like playing that live too, because every once in a while there's this really cool moment where like the room will be completely silent at certain points, and that's always just that's such a rare thing to experience, a few hundred people standing in silence in a room. So when that happens, that's like one of the coolest, I think, live experiences.
Has anything to say?
Musician Ron Gallo, he'll perform at the Shaky Knees Festival in Atlanta this Sunday after 6 p.m.
All of the rock stars are behind the bar, serving computers with acoustic guitars. It's a travesty, rock and roll matinee, songs about sunny days or love in a pretty way. All of our expression is uniform. All of our food is mostly chloroform. It's not even a secret, it's easily accessible, just like anything on the planet. And no one really minds, it's just a sign of the times. To numb your dime a dozen mind in a world that gave everyone a voice. We have no other choice, we're all so important. Tell me about yourself, tell me about yourself, tell me about yourself. I will be forgotten in two generations. What will have been my big mark? A couple little tears dangling in the dark. An impressive collection of digital remarks. An apple falls at the park where your body lay. Deep within the clay, it's just another day. Where all of the punks are domesticated, all of the freaks have gone to bed.